Normally, the marina in Port Aransas has 180 boats in its docks. A month after Hurricane Harvey, at least a dozen damaged boats remain. One sits half submerged with its bow sticking in the air, another on its side in the water. Danny Bonnet lives in Port Aransas part-time and is a marina regular. He's been coming here since the 1980s.
Once a year they have a fishing contest with kids, and we bring our grandkids here to fish, perch fish. And this is where they do all the weigh-ins for the big tournaments, this, like their civics pavilion. It's just hard to look at all this right now. Pretty bad.
At least 9 boats sank. Some ended up in the streets of Port Aransas. Bonnet says a friend can't find his boat.
He had it in a store shed 2 blocks this way. And he has not found the boat yet. Don't know where it went.
Harbor officials say more than 50 boats were damaged. There's no total damage estimate yet. Charlie Fisher is the marina's harbor master. He says even with all the damaged vessels, there's no major ecological threats.
We really amazingly didn't have serious pollution concerns in the harbor from fuel and other petroleum products that escaped. We had one boat, we had the boom.
Parts of the marina are back in operation. Some docks are still heavily damaged. No one knows when they'll be fully repaired.
Tourism is extremely important to our community, and we understand the urgency in getting it back online, and that's the goal, is to have Port A get back to what it's always been as soon as it can get there.
Next to the marina is a pavilion. It's now serving as a donation distribution center. Volunteers open boxes and organize items. Colleen Simpson is the city's nature preserve manager. After Harvey, she helps manage the distribution center. Volunteers have been pouring in from across the country to help staff this site.
They take in the donations, they set it up like a grocery store, and people can come in and kind of shop for what they need. Some people have been calling it retail therapy. It's kind of nice to just browse.
It really does look like a grocery store. There are rows of cereal, cans of food, bottles of medication, boxes of donated clothing.
School supplies, shovels and rakes and hammers and nails and tarps and all the things that you need when you're cleaning out a flood-damaged home or when your roof caved in, all those things that our citizens are most in need of right now.
Rosalie Johnson is a Port Aransas resident who's now staying in North Padre Island. Her condo was flooded with 5 feet of water.
I've had some people help me move stuff to storage that was salvageable. I don't have very many clothes or shoes or anything. I just lost everything. I don't know.
She was holding a cereal box as she walked through the aisles of this temporary grocery store last week.
I'm so grateful. I'm a single parent, and tomorrow's actually my son's 16th birthday, and so I got him a box of Cheerios.
Rebuilding Port Aransas after Harvey won't happen in a day, a month, or even a year. There is a spirit of resiliency here, a determination to bring it back to the beach mecca it has been for decades. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.